Hello, everybody. I am so excited to be joined by my friend Jacob Paris. Say hi, Jacob.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Jacob Paris.
Super excited to have you at the conference in Utah on April 11th. So make sure folks get that in your calendar so that you can come and see Jacob. I've known Jacob for a long time and really excited to meet again in person in Utah and hopefully get some snow up there so that we can go snowboarding. But if not, there are lots of other cool things to do in that area too. Anyway, before I get ahead of myself, Jacob, I would like people to get to know you a little bit. So could you give us an intro to who you are and what you do and what you're into?
Yeah, sure. So thanks for having me on here. My name is Jacob Paris. I'm a software developer from Canada. I've currently an Egghead instructor. At the moment, just doing some freelancing and consulting, building a lot of cool stuff with Remix and running the Remix community newsletter. I started development kind of long time ago, back in game development. I sold the first Flash game back in 2011, and Whoa. A little while after that, got into web development stuff. But I've kind of been doing full time web development for the last 6 years. And a big chunk of that has been just working on like internal company applications. So I don't really have like a big tech backstory. Like I see a lot of the other speakers of the conference have, you know, never worked at the FAANG companies, but it's just been a lot of, you know, working for regular companies with small teams of, you know, a dozen or even fewer people, building stuff for their companies to use. So it's like some asset management system for construction companies, a couple CRMs, one for web developers, one for mortgage brokers. And kind of at that time, it's like every one of these apps, they're all very, very different, but they're also this kind of the same in a lot of ways. It's like they're just fancy UI abstractions over some common database interactions. It's all like enterprise CRUD stuff all the way down. And I guess at this point, most of what I know about web development comes from building those UIs kind of over and over and over again and trying to make them work really, really well. And that's kind of been the biggest focus of my last little while, especially exploring with Remix, is that Remix is now making it super, super easy to be able to build those in a really high performance way that's also easy to maintain kind of at the same time. And that's going to be the focus of the talk I'm doing here. So just looking at a lot of different ways we can interact with data, we can manipulate it, we can fetch it, and how to keep all of that kind of in sync, and how to manipulate that when building modern web app or like CRUD type web applications.
Very cool. Yeah. So that actually explains a lot about your interest in the Epic Stack and like the level of contribution you've had there and everything. And it seems like the Epic Stack is the perfect solution to the problem that you've had as you've been building pretty much the same app, the same sort of app for so many companies. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. It's every time I go to a different place and they've got this new set of technology and you need to kind of relearn the new way of doing things with all these different tools. And most of it, it's not fundamentally that different under the hood. There's a lot of different tweaks, different approaches. There's a few different things to learn. But most of the time, it's not like there was a huge decision document chosen for why all these companies are using these tools. It's what the developer knew when the first guy in charge of the project decided to start building it. It's like people go with that. And I'm really excited about the Epic Stack because it kind of gives a little more rigorous, both as an example of, you know, hey, which technologies could we choose, but also there's the extensive decision history, so you can see, do any of these decisions make sense for us? Should we adopt these tools in our own company? And that plus the dozens upon dozens of examples of things that aren't included in the stack but are still possible, making small alterations to it. I just think that's super, super useful, and it's kind of it's definitely been my go-to stack for a little while and will continue to be for the future.
Yeah, super. And I appreciate your contributions as well, both in contributing directly with code, as well as articles and things that have been really helpful as well. So yeah, let's dive a little bit deeper into what you're planning on talking about. People know that like we're recording this several months ahead of the conference, and so things can still be a little in the air in that way. But what are you thinking for the talk that you're going to be giving at Epic WebConf?
Yeah, so kind of the main idea, sort of the motif of the talk, as I've currently sort of outlined it, is to break down the patterns of your typical CRUD applications. So we got the create, the read, the update, the delete, the different types of so sort of the different examples of having to do each of those things. So sometimes you're creating single items, sometimes you're creating items in bulk, sometimes you're creating them optimistically, sometimes you're creating things and then you get errors in the way and you need to either revert changes or block it. And the same in on each of the other categories. You read data with pagination, with filtering. You can update by updating whole documents or by submitting little patch diffs to update specific fields on it. You can hard delete items, you can soft delete items, you can just archive and hide them. You can kind of go quite deep into each of those topics, and different applications will call for different requirements in each one. So I'd like to try and bring some clarity to the options that are available there, and to try and give people a little more of a framework to choose where, based on how many users we expect to have, what our interaction patterns look like. How should we be structuring these queries? How should we be, building this app and, trying to make that work in a more reasonable or structured way?
Yeah, I think a lot of people really appreciate having some of that structure. And actually, similar to what you said earlier, lots of that sort of thing kind of happens haphazardly. It's just like whatever we thought at the time seemed reasonable. But then these things kind of pile on it themselves, and eventually you're left with something that clearly didn't have any forethought. Because I mean, the real world is messy, and new requirements come up, and everything like that. So having a little bit of structure from the beginning helps a lot. So I think that'll I'm excited to hear your talk. So while we're at the conference, we're going to have, it's single track. So everybody's going to be, there for everybody's talk. So we're not like missing, having to choose. We emphasize the breaks, and we want to have extended breaks so that people have plenty of time to, meet people and talk and things. So what are some of the things that you're excited to talk with people about? What are you hoping people come and talk with you about?
So I'm really excited lately with a lot of the new goings on with React and I'm sort of excited to speak with a lot of the Remix folks, and Ryan's going to be there, and I just like to get a little clearer of an idea of what's going on with the with what's coming up next with Remix. But outside of that, like there's so many cool tools out there, in the open source ecosystem, with PartyKit, what I'm building with Sly, I just want to talk with people, see what they're building, and get to know a little more about the projects that everyone else is working with, because that's the part that's most exciting to me. When it comes to talking with other developers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the reason that we go in person. Otherwise, we all just watch the live stream and it's, whatever. We could do a remote conference, but being in person, like there's something really special about being there and being able to talk with the people there. So I'm excited to have you there, and excited for people to get to meet you. You're a wonderful person. And I think that it'll be nice for people to see that themselves. So Awesome. It's been awesome getting to know you here really briefly. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. We'll see you in April.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'll see you there, Ken.
Bye, everyone.